The highlight, I guess, if there's such a thing with this week, is that this is the week that statewide we all test our tornado or sirens or community warning sirens. So we're going to be doing that here in Jamestown and the entire Stutsman County area on Wednesday of this week at about 11:15 in the morning. And I say about because we have to wait for the National Weather Service to trigger a test exercise, a test message. And when we get that, then we go ahead and we go through our entire emergency operations plan dealing with tornadoes. And so the whole idea is that we are warning the most number of people in the least amount of time.
What goes into your emergency preparedness plan?
A lot of it has to do with calling trees, with connecting to people. We have a lot of updated information every year. It's surprising how many people change what they do, and you have to update the information. This year, we have something that we didn't have last year at this time, and Stutsman County is now a subscriber to Code Red, which is an automatic notification system, but within that system is called Code Red Weather Warning. And this is going to allow people a chance to, if they want to, actually go onto the county's website and look for the Code Red Weather Warning icon and register for that service. So by doing that, you can actually, you can decide, it's really up to the user, but you can decide if you want weather warnings on your wireline telephone, your cell phone. If you've got a VoIP phone, a voice or internet type phone system, that will work. If you want it by email, you can make those decisions, but you have to go in onto the website and actually register. And it's really important that you include an address when you're doing the registering, because the Code Red weather warning system is all designed on your exact location. Right now, when the National Weather Service puts out a warning, and right now in Stutsman County, we have a flood warning for Pingree. There's a Pingree gauge just west of Pingree on the pipe stem, and it just encompasses that area, but the entire county goes into a warning situation. So the guy down in Montpelier really doesn't care a whole lot about what's going on in Pipestem and upstream of Pingree. So what this does, it just takes the area that's actually warned, and it warns those people that have addresses for that area. And it's really a good way to do it.
Yeah, that went into effect just last fall, I believe?
It went into effect last July.
Last July, okay. So this will be the first full summer with the Code Red, and you can sign up again on the county's website, correct?
On the county's website. You could either Google Stutsman County, or if you really want website addresses, it's www.co.stutsman.nd.us.